Good morning. The time is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And it's time for our morning interview. I'd like to welcome our guest into the studio today, Martina Kurtzer. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning,
Peter. Good morning. So, Martina, you're here to talk a little bit about some training that is coming up regarding this safe shelter.
Yes, SAFE, Sitkans Against Family Violence, is starting their annual and free community training to familiarize everyone who wants to come, and it's open to everyone, in all those sad issues surrounding family violence, and that is domestic violence and child abuse and sexual abuse. And beyond that, we also will have sessions that will teach people what to do about it. Advocacy, women's advocacy, legal advocacy. And we have one session on trauma and sexual assault and children, how domestic violence impacts children, and that is actually a huge one, something that only lately we have been, or researchers have been finding out that children really, really suffer for the rest of their lives.
So you mentioned a couple things that child abuse and sexual assault, female homicide related to domestic violence. So I noticed the flyers around town for the training, and the thing that caught my eye right at the top is we're number one in the nation. So could you expand a little bit on that, please?
Yes, and those are statistics that have been done for many, many years, and I don't want to claim that Alaska is number one in the nation every single year, but we have been on these number one, number two for a long, long, long time, and that is particularly true in child abuse and also in sexual assault. And there's a third category, female homicide committed by a domestic partner or intimate partner. And right now, the last statistics we have, Alaska was number two. And that is always broken down to the 100,000 people living in the state. But that is nothing to be proud of. That is actually really disturbing. And I'm pretty sure that was the reason why former Governor Sean Parnell started the campaign Alaskans Choose Respect, particularly Alaska Men Choose Respect. And there we also, I will also want to say that domestic violence and all these surrounding issues, it's not a women's issue, it's a community issue. So that's why we particularly invite men to come to this, but also young people, because we know that there's a lot of dating violence and also sexual violence starting early, starting very, very early. And we really welcome high school students.
Well, you've mentioned lots of different aspects of domestic violence, and with this upcoming training, the training starts on Saturday and runs on Saturdays and Mondays through September 21st. That there are lots of different topics addressed on these different days. Could you talk about a little bit about some of the more highlights that you have planned, maybe things that are a little different from previous trainings?
Yeah, Saturday, that is this coming Saturday, we have basically, that's a warm-up day. So we have a history of violence against women. We have an element on self-care, because listening to sad stories really affects everyone, and particularly those who do that on a day-to-day basis. So we talk about vicarious trauma and what to do about that, self-care. And we also have a fabulous presentation by Dion Brady Howard, who is a government teacher at Mount Edgecombe High School, and she's also a cultural leader here in Sitka among the Tlingit community, and she brings us into a context. So if everyone who is new to town or does not really know or serves the tribal population is very, very welcome to listen to that, because it clarifies and explains a lot of questions that we have and things that we got confused. And another highlight is, of course, Dynamics of Domestic Violence. We call this DV 101. That's Monday, August 31st in the evening from 6 to 9. And that is also a really, really amazing talk. And it's very interactive. So and I say that because I've done these things for many years, and it's always interesting. And always a little different. Children and Domestic Violence is a session in the afternoon of Saturday, September 12th. And that is also really relevant for anybody who works with children. And that's true. Domestic violence and witnessing of this violence has an incredible impact on those little brains that then are so preoccupied with survival that they cannot really develop in the cognitive field. Mm-hmm. and that explains maybe a lot of things we see in children that we didn't know what to do about that earlier. So of course, sexual assault is a very, very difficult issue, and we have a very experienced presenter there. In fact, two presenters. Deanna Moore is a sexual assault and domestic violence advocate, as well. She has other functions in the community in her professional life. And we also have Debbie Terry, who is a therapist at Search, who has worked in a previous professional life a lot with survivors of sexual assault and has amazing stories to tell. Because people, women, who and people in general who survived sexual trauma sometimes show a behavior that is very unusual. And after this presentation, it's much easier to give those survivors a little leeway and a little compassion. So we always think, everybody thinks like we do, but survivors and trauma do not. Mm. And so for me, that was hugely helpful to listen to her stories.
And that's specifically the training that Debbie Terry will be offering.
Yes.
That's on Saturday the 19th.
Yes. So this schedule is available at SAFE's website, and it's safv.org. And you can download it. And we also have a flyer there. And you can bring your best friend. And the training is at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Hall on Marine Street. And there's a big parking lot behind the building. And it's a very safe environment.
There's no cost for the training.
It's free. You can come to every session. You can come to one session. You pick and choose like from a menu. And it's very, very, it's an amazing training for professionals and for anybody else who has a neighbor or a mom or a girlfriend or a little brother. Because we also know that boys and males are victims of this kind of violence.
And speaking of that, you mentioned that you are certainly encouraging more than just women to attend the training.
Absolutely. I also encourage young people, high school students. We have had that. And because we know that dating violence is a precursor to domestic violence, and we need to tell our young folks, young kids, that what is okay and what is not okay.
Well, thank you for coming in today. Certainly a very, very serious and sobering topic to discuss this morning, but
it's nice
to know of the services that are available. So if any of you are interested in attending any of these sessions, which could ultimately lead to helping out in the community as a women's advocate for CERT?
Yes.
For SAFE?
Yes, that is possible. So if you are so interested that you want to come and listen to every session, you can then go on and just sit in with our advocate, and then you could be a volunteer advocate, which often leads to employment. We have had that several times.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. We've been talking to Martina Kurtzer, Community Coordinator at Sitkins Against Family Violence. The website again is www.safv.org, or you can call them at 747-3320. And thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.